If you're really up there, I need some help.
Wow. You okay?
No.
This is the story of an angel.
My name's Dudley. I'm here in answer to your request.
My request?
For help?
A preacher. And his wife.
This is Dudley, the Reverend's new assistant.
Who sent you exactly?
The top man himself.
Now that's what I call good looking.
My twitch is broken.
Let's see what I can do here.
What they needed was a miracle.
They never had a siren.
They got him instead.
Take your wife out dancing.
Can't do it. Not tonight. You go.
Henry?
Oh, my.
From director Penny Marshall.
You get out as much as I do.
Oh, less, even less.
I guess I don't have to ask if you had a nice time.
We had fun. Remember what that used to be?
Denzel Washington.
Now, I've seen the way she looks at you.
Really? I mean, really.
Whitney Houston.
You know you love him.
Yeah, he knows it, too. That's the problem.
So what does the sheep say in this play, anyway?
It's good to see you laugh again.
It's nice to have a reason to.
I want you to leave.
Check the angel handbook. Wait a minute. Hey, Henry!
Goodness.
What was that? Hey, it wasn't me!
The preacher's wife.
Hollywood, California, and the studios where the distinguished pictures that bear the name of Samuel Goldwyn are produced. Such films as The Best Years of Our Lives, winner of 9 Academy Awards. It was in these very studios that we recently tried to make a trailer for a new and wonderful picture called The Bishop's Wife. You know what a trailer is. One of those little films you see at your theater which shows you scenes from some big picture that's coming soon. Well, we made the big picture, and it's on its way. But something happened to the little one. It was on the day we finished all work on The Bishop's Wife. The stars were on their way home.
Well, goodbye, kid.
Yes, great sounds better.
Goodbye, Gary. It's wonderful working with you. Goodbye, David.
See you very soon.
Very soon, I hope.
Bye, David.
Gary. See you tonight.
Oh, that's right. Tonight. Oh!
What about the trailer?
Trailer?
Oh, I forgot all about it.
Well, they must be set up somewhere. Where are they?
Stage 6.
No, I think they're on 8, David.
8? Oh, yes, go. Come on. But just a minute, folks. I'm sorry. Can't go in without a pass.
Oh, well, you see, we work here. That is, we just finished over there. Now we...
All right, so you're finished. There's no one stopping you from leaving.
You don't understand. We still have to make the trailer.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't want to stop us from telling people about a great picture like The Bishop's Wife.
Have you seen it?
No, not exactly, but...
Then how do you know it's great?
Well, we had a lot of fun making it, and that's always a very good sign.
Well, maybe so, but I'm new here. I don't know you folks, unless you got a pass.
I'm David Niven, and I play the bishop.
Well, I'm Loretta Young, and I play the bishop's wife.
And I'm Cary Grant. I play... Oh, that's right.
Now, wait a minute. What's the matter?
Well, nobody's supposed to know what part I play until they see the picture.
Then what do you need of the trailer?
Well, we'd like folks to come in and see the picture. It's very fine. And it's quite the most unusual picture Sam Goldwyn's ever made.
Oh, yeah. It's full of surprises.
Oh, please.
Well, if you put it that way.
Thanks, officer.
I got an idea.
What?
The bishop's wife is different. Let's keep it that way. Let's have no trailer.
Oh, David, a picture without a trailer?
No, that's it. Why take all the wonderful surprises out of it before people see it?
All right, so, no trailer.
No trailer. Oh, wait a minute.
Goodbye.
Hold on.
Henry, what's happened to you? What's happened to us and our marriage?
This cathedral must rise. It will stand like a great beacon. I want its light to shine.
Never mind, Henry, never mind.
God, please help me.
Good evening.
Who are you?
I'm an angel. I was instructed to come here in answer to your prayer.
There's no time to lose.
Because the cathedral must be built, or because Julia must be happy?
This has been the most wonderful evening I've had in years.
This has been the most wonderful evening I've had in centuries.
I don't believe you're an angel. I think you're a demon right out of...
Oh, Henry. Why don't you fight for her?
Fight? An angel?
Julia is a creature of earth.
She's a woman, Henry. And you are a man.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. 75 years ago, The Bishop's Wife came out. And, 49 years later, 1996, it was released as a remake called The Preacher's Wife. If you grew up in the 90s, you remember The Preacher's Wife. Whitney Houston, Denzel Washington, Courtney B. Vance, Jennifer Lewis. It was also significant because Whitney does what she does best in the film. She sings gospel. And obviously she picked it because of it was an older story from the 1940s. And so this afternoon, I'd never seen The Bishop's Wife. And it was on. I thought, I'll watch it. And I saw immediately why they decided to remake it and rename it. It was because of the message of the film. And it's about Christmas and people, you know, in a way losing their way. And also, you've got a great cast. I mean, if you, and someone told me this, you know, the remake, of course, you've got Denzel Washington. Hello. And then in the 40s, you had Cary Grant. So two of the best looking leading men of those eras. All right. And then David Niven and Loretta Young. And, you know, that same year, Loretta Young won an Oscar for, I think, was it The Farmer's Daughter? Yeah. Yeah. But she didn't win for this. A lot of people had thought she would get nominated for this and she didn't. And those things happen. But I very much enjoyed The Bishop's Wife. And there's always been, with older Hollywood, there are certain things that we don't know. And sometimes that's a good thing. I mean, there's always been talk about Cary Grant. There's always been talk about David Niven. But the film was adapted by Leonard... Thankfully, we have Siri to help us. Leonardo Bercovici and Robert E. Sherwood from the 1928 novel of the same name by Robert Nathan called The Bishop's Wife. Directed by Henry... Is it Koster? Oh. Because I thought William Wyler did it. Oh, okay. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Henry Koster
directed it. Cary Grant, Loretta Young, David Niven. And also, if you remember It's a Wonderful Life, and you remember the little girl that played Zulu Bailey, or is it Zuzu Bailey? She was also in The Bishop's Wife, where she played Debbie, the bishop's name, let's see.
Broom.
Debbie Broom. She was the daughter of Bishop Broom and his wife, Julia Broom. So, Cary Grant plays Dudley, an angel. Loretta Young plays Julia, the bishop's wife. And David Niven plays the bishop. Monty Woolley is the professor. James Gleason is Sylvester, a sympathetic taxi cab driver. Gladys Cooper is Miss Agnes Hamilton. Now, Gladys Cooper was a legendary stage and screen actress, and she was, you know, in Great Britain, and then she came to the U.S. and famously played Betty Davis's mother in Now Voyager, and then was in My Fair Lady in 1964. And then Elsa Lanchester as Matilda, the Brahmin's housekeeper. She, you know, Elsa Lanchester, come on, everyone knows, the Bride of Frankenstein. But it says here that Niven was originally cast as the angel, Dana Andrews as the bishop, and Teresa Wright as the wife. However, Wright had to bow out due to pregnancy, according to Robert Osborne. Andrews was lent to RKO in order to obtain Loretta Young. Koster then brought in Cary Grant, but he wanted to play the angel, so the role of the bishop was given to Niven. Oh. Production was not without troubles. Producer Samuel Goldwyn replaced director William A. Cedar with Henry Koster to create a completely new film. In early previews, audiences disliked the film, so Billy Wilder and Charles Brackett made uncredited rewrites. Even so, and even though the premiere of The Bishop's Wife was accompanied by a critical success, the film didn't do very well at the box office at first. Market research showed that the moviegoers avoided the film because they thought it was religious. So Goldwyn decided to retitle it Carrie and the Bishop's Wife for some U.S. markets. Okay. While adding a black text box with the question, "Have you heard about Carrie and the Bishop's Wife?" on posters in markets where the film kept the original title. By adding Grant's first name to the title, the film business increased by as much as 25%. So they knew in terms of when they had a star right there, you know, because people, they didn't want it if it was religious. Location filming was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In the scene in which Dudley conducts the boys' choir, the Charles Gohound composition Noel, Montez et Dieu, Sing to God, was performed by the Robert Mitchell Boys Choir. The song Lost April, featured in the film, had lyrics written for it by Nat King Cole, who also recorded the song. The film won the Academy Award for Best Sound, Gordon E. Sawyer, and was nominated for Best Director, Best Film Editing, Best Music Scoring of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture, and Best Picture. Oh, I didn't know this. The Bishop's Wife was dramatized as a half-hour radio play on March 1st, 1948, broadcast to Screen Guild Theater with Cary Grant, Loretta Young, and David Niven in their original film roles. It was also presented at Lux Radio Theater three times as a long-hour broadcast on December 19th, 1949, with Tyrone Power and David Niven. Second, on May 11th, 1953, with Cary Grant, Phyllis Saxter, and third on March 1st, 1955, again with Grant and Thaxter. The 1996 film The Preacher's Wife was a remake based on The Bishop's Wife. So The Bishop's Wife, there are some similarities between it and The Preacher's Wife, and then there are different moments.
Hey, fellas! Who's the head man around here?
I am!
What's the idea of this game you're playing?
This isn't a game. This is a battle. We attack the fort and they try to defend it. See?
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, this young lady would like to get into it.
Who, her? She can't fly. Her father's a bishop.
But what difference does it make what her father is? Are you high hat? How would you like her to play on your team?
She couldn't throw a snowball as far as I could spit.
Oh, couldn't she? Come on, Debbie. You show them what you can do.
It's true. I can't throw.
Nonsense. Of course you can. Now, here. Get back in tight. Put it in that hand. Draw the arm back. Aim it right at him. And let it go. Hey. Beautiful. A bullseye.
She pitched a curve. Did you see that?
Come on, kid. You're in the army.
Think she'll get hurt?
Probably, but she'll love it. May I?
Surely. Ah. Dudley.
Hmm?
What are you doing out here?
Just admiring the scenery.
But aren't you supposed to be working?
I always take a walk before lunch. Good idea, relaxing, you know?
Oh. I wish you could persuade Henry to do that.
I'll try. Oh, by the way, I told Miss Cassaway to go home, and I told Delia not to bother to bring me anything on the tray.
What would you do about lunch?
I thought I'd go to Michelle's. Ever heard of it?
Michelle's? Oh, it's a lovely place. We used to go there. That was years ago.
Well, how about you and I going there today?
You and... to Michelle... Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Well,
surely you don't think Henry would mind? Oh, I'd explain to him that we just...
Oh, no, it isn't that, but... Well, you see, Matilda's off Christmas shopping, and so I have to look after Debbie.
But here's Matilda now.
If you wish... Oh, hello.
Hello.
If you wish, I'll take Debbie home, Mrs. Braun.
But Matilda, you're shopping it.
Oh, I finished it. I finished it so quick, it was just like a miracle.
Oh, Debbie, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Come on.
I'm
looking out the mail. Oh, put up your hood, dear. I want this cathedral to stand like a great beacon.
Celebrate in a classic Christmas style.
Who are you?
I'm an angel. It was your prayer that brought me here.
An angel from heaven?
With Cary Grant.
Beautiful! Bullseye!
In a timeless holiday movie.
A Merry Christmas.
The Bishop's Wife.
So The Bishop's Wife has been regarded as a classic for 75 years. And 25 years, well, 26 years ago, The Preacher's Wife was released. Both films hold up. They're both, there's a sentimental value to them as well.
Tell me a story. Well, now? Did you know these stories? Oh, certainly. I know hundreds of stories.
Tell me one.
All right. Now, let me think. All right, now this happened many, many years ago.
That's not the way to begin. Stories start once upon a time.
Oh, yes, that's true. Well, once upon a time, there was a little boy, and he lived in a little town.
What was his name?
His name was David. He was a shepherd. And the town where he lived was called Bethlehem.
Oh, I know Bethlehem. That's where the star was.
That's right. Only David lived long before the star. Well, one night, David was out in the hills tending his sheep. He was playing the harp and singing.
Was he singing Jingle Bells?
No. Jingle Bells hadn't been written then. David was singing songs that he wrote himself. Well, suddenly an angel came down and spoke to David.
How did David know it was an angel?
He didn't know. And you know, that's the way it always is. Angels come down and put ideas into people's heads, and then people feel very proud of themselves because they think it was all their own idea. Well, this angel said to David, one of your lambs has strayed. So David put aside his harp and went out in the darkness to find the lamb. Because the angel guided him. And when David found the lamb, he saw a great, big, ferocious lion. So David said to the lion, you get away from that lamb. And the lion said, you get away from me or I'll eat you too.
Did David run away?
No. You know why? Because the angel put another idea into his head. So David took out his sling and he hurled a stone and hit the lion right between the eyes.
I bet that lion was surprised.
Oh, yeah. And so was David, because he didn't know an angel had helped him. Well, he picked up the lamb and took it back to the fold. And then he felt so happy that he made up another song. It started out, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You can tell the rest of this, Henry. Some other time.
Hello, Daddy.
Miss Cassaway, will you get Mrs. Hamilton on the telephone, please? Miss Cassaway, Mrs. Hamilton on the phone, please.
Yes, Bishop.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Dudley. I'll see you in a few minutes. I have to go out and see Matilda right now.
Yes. Bye, Debbie.
Goodbye, Dudley.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, pretty. Are you...
And so that's two clips, one from, well, actually, no, both are from, I'm so tired, from The Bishop's Wife. The Bishop's Wife, classic film from the 1940s. I know that a lot of my listeners have never immersed themselves in the classic films, and I would encourage you to. I would encourage you to, you know, you would probably think, oh, it's an old film. You know, I know how this ends, but at the same time, what I found with The Bishop's Wife, because I've seen The Preacher's Wife so many times, And really, it's because of the music and Whitney Houston and the chemistry between her and Denzel Washington and Courtney B. Vance. Even Gregory Hines is in The Preacher's Wife. And Jennifer Lewis, who, you know, the grandmother from Blackish, just hilarious. But The Bishop's Wife, I had wanted to see because for that era, Cary Grant was the man. I mean, if you talk to people from that era and then film scholars, Cary Grant was the Denzel Washington of his era. From the time he started in films to the end of his life, that he was regarded as this debonair, suave actor who really just knew how to do it, and he did. And the story, I love the story. I found myself just watching it. And Loretta Young has a very interesting past, shall we say, and one day we will talk about it. But it's not appropriate right now because, you know, it's the Christmas season. Now, all Christmas films aside, there are films with Christmas elements. We would call, some say that Die Hard isn't a Christmas film, but it is. Or the Gremlins. Gremlins is so hilarious, though, because, you know, everyone's planning Christmas and these little crazies are running around and you add water and they multiply. Talk about almost an allegory for Christmas. You add water and the presents multiply, only these aren't presents. But back to The Bishop's Wife, it was beautiful. It was just to see it and think, oh, okay. And I didn't compare it to The Preacher's Wife, because The Preacher's Wife, totally different. The music, the feel, because it's more of a comedy. Where this one, the bishop is in a bad mood all the time. So, yeah, that's why I do these podcasts, is to just illuminate characters from the past that many of you particularly have never watched. Or, I mean, if you've never seen a Cary Grant film, go watch From North by Northwest, Houseboat, His Girl Friday. I mean, oh my goodness. Only the Lonely. Cary Grant was An Affair to Remember. And if you've ever seen Sleepless in Seattle, they are basically obsessed with An Affair to Remember. Deborah Carr and Cary Grant. And in 1999, Cary Grant was named the number two male screen legend of the 20th century. Bogart, of course, was number one. So that's fitting right there. And then David Niven was very suave. In the 70s, Niven was hosting the Oscars, and a streaker ran across the stage, and he handled it in a very gentleman way. And but as a bishop, he was fabulous. And then Loretta Young had always been this kind of, you know, how do I say this? She was very kind of conservative in her look, a very a ladies' lady, and later on had an affair with Clark Gable. We'll get into that next time on the Dr. Seuss film podcast. All these wonderful little tidbits that I could just throw into the fire, but we'll leave it at that. So The Bishop's Wife, released in 1947, 75 years, and here's to the Christmas season. Unpleasant dreams.